Welcome to the Red Cloud Research Roundup, hosted by Red Cloud Financial Services. It is April 29th. Exploration-based company Power Nickel has some updates to their recent drill results out of the NISK project in northern Quebec. Mining analyst Timothy Lee has the floor today as he delves into details of the story. Stay tuned for Aston Minerals and Chalice Mining as they gear up for the summer to hear about their most recent resource estimates. So with that, Tim, what's top of mind for you?
Hello, and thank you for the warm welcome. This week we have three stories in the nickel-copper PGM space stretching from Canada to Australia. First, Power Nickel reported drilling results from a new copper PGM discovery on its NISK project in Quebec. Power Nickel is PNPN on the TSX Venture Exchange, and we have a buy rating and a 40-cent target price on the shares. Power Nickel is a Red Cloud investment banking client, and we do own shares. The assay results are from two more holes drilled in what is now named the Lion Zone, down dip from the shallow discovery hole announced last year. Both these new holes encountered wide intersections of very high-grade copper and PGMs with additional nickel, gold, and silver. The first hole encountered a 14.4-meter-wide interval grading 8.2% copper and nearly 15 grams a ton PGMs. This included a very high-grade interval of 3 meters grading over 17% copper and 42 grams a ton PGMs. Going deeper, the second hole was less copper-rich but had higher PGMs, with an 11.4-meter intersection grading 2.5% copper and about 23 grams a ton PGMs. Again, within this is a very high-grade portion of 2.6 meters grading over 8% copper and 93 grams a ton PGMs. The company stated that it has hit mineralization based on visuals in 15 holes drilled here thus far, with assays pending from 11 of those. In our opinion, these are exciting positive results for Power Nickel. Both the grades and widths of these new holes exceed those of the discovery hole, as the deposit appears to be widening at depth. We believe this is an exciting new discovery, and it is on a property with excellent infrastructure access in Quebec, a highly rated mining jurisdiction that also has a nickel deposit 5 kilometers away. Power Nickel also announced that it had completed its additional earn-in for a total of 80% ownership of the project, up from 50% previously. Next, shifting to an Australian company but with a project in Canada, Aston Minerals Limited released an updated resource for their Boomerang Nickel Cobalt projects in the Timmins area of Ontario. Aston is ASO on the ASX. We have a buy rating and a 40 cent Australian target price on the stock. Aston is a Red Cloud investment banking client. With a 0.265% nickel equivalent cutoff grade, the MRE includes an indicated resource of 231 million tons grading 0.3% nickel equivalent, and an inferred resource of just over a billion tons grading 0.3% nickel equivalent. All of the indicated resource is contained within the Bardwell zone, while the inferred resource is contained in both Bardwell and B2. The total 1.27 billion tons resource represents a 22% increase in tonnage and contained metal from the February 2023 estimate, and this also represents a 44% increase in the indicated tonnage. We note that with a lower 0.15% nickel equivalent cutoff grade, the same as that used at the Dumont Nickel Project, the resource increases to a total of 1.95 billion tons, grading 0.27% nickel equivalent. This is nearly as large as Dumont's total of 2.17 billion tons. Metallurgical tests are underway, and metallurgical flowsheet variability testing is scheduled to begin shortly. Aston is also evaluating drill targets, including earlier stage regional targets, for a broader drill program in 2025. In our opinion, this is a positive update for Aston, further expanding and upgrading the resource at Boomerang with the results of their infill drilling at Bardwell and step-out drilling at B2. Shifting across the Pacific, Chalice Mining also reported an updated resource estimate for its Gonneville PGM nickel-copper-cobalt projects in Western Australia. Chalice is CHN on the ASX. This updated resource includes both an updated global resource and a higher-grade sulfide resource, which was pulled together with the goal of examining a smaller-scale, higher-grade mining project than that envisioned in the 2023 scoping study. The global resource includes results from 56 additional drill holes, including 15 step-out holes, and the tonnage has increased by about 18% from the previous March 2023 resource, to a total of 660 million tons, grading 0.79 grams a ton precious metals, that includes PGMs as well as some gold. And it also grades 0.15% nickel, 0.083% copper, and 0.015% cobalt. Of this, 61% is in the measured and indicated categories, with the remainder inferred. Now, as we said, within that is a higher-grade sulfide resource, and that contains 59 million tons, grading 2 grams a ton precious metals, 0.2% nickel, 0.21% copper, and 0.019% cobalt. This represents a bit under 10% of the total tonnage, but over 20% of the precious metals content of the global resource. This high-grade resource begins at a depth of 40 meters, with 46% lying within 200 meters of surface, and it extends to a depth of 1.1 kilometers, where it remains open for expansion. Work continues on a PFS for the project, targeted for completion in mid-2025. Chalice is also conducting work on a scoping study examining a high-grade starter case based on the high-grade sulfide resource. Chalice is also continuing discussions in a strategic partnering process, which continues in parallel with development studies and regulatory approvals. In our opinion, this is an important step in Chalice's plan to move the project forward. The high-grade resource could lay the foundation for a smaller-scale, more manageable project with a quicker payback, which might ultimately be expanded to include the lower-grade bulk material.
Thanks for listening to the Red Cloud Research Roundup podcast. We hope you enjoyed this dive into recent notable mining news. Remember, you can join us every Monday for new episodes. And as always, you can head over to redcloudsecurities.com to read all the research reports discussed, for all Red Cloud Securities free research reports, and to sign up to our email list. That's it for this episode, and see you next time.